Get up with Brian Gondy.
101.3 CFM.
6:03 for your Tuesday morning, Cup Day. Today, we're off to Crown Plaza in Terrigal today.
Yeah, it should be awesome down at Crown today. I've got my dress, I've got my tan on, I'm ready.
Is your tan already on?
Yeah.
Haven't noticed.
I think it looks pretty good. Have you got a tan on?
Do you have to wash that off?
Did you put a tan on?
No. I'm asking if you've got a tan on.
Rach, do you think Gordy has a tan on? I think he does.
You do look a little bit tan.
Yeah, it was 35 and sunny last week. So, of course, I've got a tan.
And you're wearing,
white on Big Kev's life, your dad, you're not wearing a tan.
I am not wearing a fake tan. Swear on my dad's life. Have a look at me, mate.
Maybe it's because you're wearing a white jumper.
Maybe. I'm telling you.
Looks like you got one on.
But do you have to wash yours off?
What do you mean, wash it off?
Or is that it? Do you wash it off and then it for the day?
No, I've already washed it off.
Oh.
I washed it off this morning.
Right.
Is it dark?
No, it's not dark.
Oh, I don't like to go too dark.
Okay.
I just like to make it look so I'm not like albino.
Tan chat, 6 o'clock in the morning. Tan chat for the people.
A lot of people would be having a tan on today. It's relatable.
We're doing a sweep today with all the horses in the Melbourne Cup, and Crown Plaza have come to the party with one of their sparkling Sunday brunches, which has got the buffet breakfast. They're doing breakfast until 2 o'clock on a Sunday now.
They've extended it out.
Yeah,
so that's good because you can never get down there before 10.
It's valued at $129. Keep listening to the show this morning. We're going to be hooking you up with a horse in the race today, and I've got some sneaky tips by an expert this morning pre-show.
Who's the expert? Everyone is an expert on Melbourne Cup.
No, this guy knows his stuff. I'm telling you.
Who is it?
Don't reveal sources at this point.
Brownie from 2GO.
Doesn't matter, mate. He's the racing expert on the Saturday Sports Show, and that's all I need to get on board.
So is every other Tom, Dick and Harry.
I will give you the top four. If you want to know who's going to win today, top four
don't
with me
listen,
and Brownie.
Guys.
Listen.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
CFM.
I love Cup Day because I always listen out for all the tips from anyone and everyone. I'm open to all tips on Melbourne Cup Day, and I was listening to the...
And how many times have you won?
Never. But I'm always opening case.
So there goes to show, don't take tips from anyone and everyone.
How's this guy this morning when I was driving into work, having listened to the radio? I love how confident people are when they're telling you who they're going to go for in the Cup today. But have a listen to this guy that I heard on the radio on the way in.
Are you having a bet today?
I most certainly am.
Who's your tip?
Wings.
Winx. I don't think Winx is running in the Melbourne Cup, thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, good on you, Anthony. Big punter. Thanks for that.
Just real experts.
What an idiot.
Are you having a punt today? Yeah, 100%, mate. Who you got? Winx.
Guarantee. That's why I don't take any tips from anyone. I just look at it and then I get a feeling in my waters about which horse is going to win.
Maybe just put it up on a board, throw a dart at it, whichever one it lands on. You put your money on
my that. My mum's best friend once, she had a dream of the colours of the jockey, and the next day I had some of her superannuation.
What?
Put it on the horse and it won.
Based on a dream?
Yep.
Where's psychic medium Philippa Lee today where we need her?
You should have bloody asked both the psychics. You had them both in here.
Would they have agreed with each other? Would they have...
Who cares? You believe both... one of them.
Well, being a psychic, you've both got to be right, don't you?
Well, you should have put them in a booth and got them to both pick it.
Do you want an expert top four? This is it. Lock
Who's
it in.
Who's the expert?
Guaranteed top four win.
Bet responsibly.
He's the racing expert around here.
He's some guy in the office who thinks he knows horse racing.
Here's the top four.
He's
number one.
He's got no credentials.
He said these guys have had big wins on the lead up to the race today.
He's
looked at the form. He's judged the form. People on the coast might know him. His name's Brownie. And here's his top four. Marmello, first place.
Well, duh, it's the favourite.
I thought our Mandan was the favourite. Is our Mandan not the favourite?
Nah.
Well, it's to beat... Al Mandan.
This is going well.
And Johan Vermeer in at third. And Wall of Fire number four, guys. Lock the top four in. You heard it here on C.
I love how all of those are like in the top win. So he just goes, how am I going to sound legit?
Who are you feeling in your waters today, mate? Give us your water feel. Who are you feeling?
Well, Al Mandan did win last year, and I had a good feeling about that horse yesterday. And even though they're saying no today, this and that, whatever, I'm backing that horse in. I think it can go back to back.
Back to back. Your waters say...
My waters
say
Almandan, but they also say no.
Just get a whole bunch.
They also say the favourite because that's what they're telling me to pick.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
I know you're into the weird stuff. You like the weird stuff, right?
Well, can you back it up with something and not just say that sentence?
No, that's it.
What weird stuff am I into?
No, that's it. Let's go to a break. Bree likes weird stuff.
No, I don't.
You did the... I'm talking... Okay, let's focus on exercise for a minute. You were looking at doing that...
Get to it quick!
You were looking at doing that beer yoga. Remember beer yoga?
Beer yoga.
Where you got to drink the beer and do the yoga. Did
Brilliant.
You end up doing that?
Yeah, I did it.
That's right.
There was only one class, though. It wasn't an actual thing, which it should be.
Okay, well,
You just felt really relaxed when you were doing it.
Was the beer pre or post yoga?
During. Before, during, and after.
Well, three beers.
Yeah, I was wasted by the end of it.
Love it. What about this? Would you be into
Namaste.
This?
Namaste.
This is something that is absolutely taken off.
What is it?
Goat yoga.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of this, actually.
You have?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Super popular. I don't get it either. And I've seen videos for it. And there's literally just goats running around doing their thing. And I'm thinking, that sounds like a terrible time. Like,
they
just
jump on top of you.
Just let me concentrate.
When you're doing the downward dog, a goat jumps on top of you.
The downward goat.
Yeah.
The goat, I mean, goats are cute.
They are cute.
You don't need them running around when you're trying to do your bit.
You're meant to concentrate in yoga.
Well, this is how popular it is. Have a listen to this guy. They released some tickets. They were hoping to get a couple of hundred. They ended up getting a lot of people keen.
Most of the tickets on sale. It was, we had 120 tickets on the first round of classes, and we posted that they were going on sale at 6 o'clock on a certain date, and at 6 o'clock, 2,000 people tried to buy those tickets, and it shut down the server, and we sold out the tickets in 4 seconds.
Goat yoga shut down the server.
I love how dumb people are. You put something weird on, and people are like, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Goat yoga, mate.
I'd love to do that.
I could
I'm going to start garlic bread yoga, and it'll go ballistic.
Okay, so talk us through garlic bread yoga. How does that work?
Like beer yoga, you get to eat it before, during, and after.
So when you're coming up to do the stretch, you're taking a bite of the garlic bread yoga.
Yep.
And you're coming up, and you're taking a bite.
I don't know how, maybe I'll be more excited than a lot of other people. There is actually a thing, chicken nugget yoga.
No, there's
yes,
not.
Yes, there is.
Come off
Producer
it.
Producer Rach's ears pricked up. It's online. There's a video. I don't know how real it is, but I choose to believe it.
Is that where the goats go after they're not needed at goat yoga anymore? They get turned into chicken nuggets, do they?
Goat nuggets.
Goat nuggets. Have we just Googled it, have we?
Yeah, nugget. Yeah. The thing. I told ya, chicken nugget yoga.
I feel like we could get any form of yoga and just make a combination
Beer
with it.
Yoga, chicken nugget yoga, put them together.
Beer and nugget yoga.
That's a good time.
Lock it in.
On to
if
something.
If you're a yoga place on the coast, you're missing out unless
you're
thinking.
Everyone who is an actual yoga place is going, oh, my God.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Have you ever thought about, obviously, the population is growing rapidly and people are living longer, but then where do all the dead bodies go?
Cremated. I'm going to be cremated.
And they're trying to push that a lot more because, obviously, the population is going to be overrun, like cemeteries. Like, where are all the people going to go? And there's actually figures out today of the cemeteries and crematories in Sydney are saying that they're not going to have any space in 32 years. It's going to run out.
I've always found it weird, the concept of putting someone in the ground and putting a tombstone there and that's where they sort of go after they die. It feels like a very old concept before they actually worked out a better way of doing things.
Yeah.
I get that it's somewhere for you to go and visit that person, but I don't know. Like for me, my granddad, where we spilt his ashes on a beach in Perth, I can go back to that beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of reconnect. I don't know about this putting people in the ground stuff.
I think it's got to do with religion. And in religion, if someone's of a certain faith, that's what they believe. And figures show, though, that 310,000 to 330,000 spaces are left in metropolitan Sydney areas.
What happens with the older older burials? Do they reuse that space?
No.
That's it. Once you're there, you're there.
It's full.
Oh, God.
No more.
And getting a rental in Sydney these days is expensive, too. I mean, that is prime real estate.
Yeah, so you have to, and pay really good money and they pay to keep their spot in the ground.
Really?
How weird is that? Like my nonna, she passed away last year, but my nonnal passed away 10 years ago and they had her spot next to my nonnal from years and years ago.
Yeah, right.
So I was just waiting there for her because obviously they're Italian and that's what they believe. And yeah, so it was just waiting there, but they paid a ton of money.
Hugh Hefner did that too, to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that who he was buried next to?
So he's buried next to Marilyn Monroe. Do you reckon he ever went and visited Marilyn Monroe and then looked at the where he was going to end up next to her and go,
probably.
That's where I'm going.
Can you imagine how much that plot would be worth?
Yeah.
That would be worth a fortune.
Yeah, he paid some big coin for it.
Do you remember that time we went to the cemetery in Brisbane?
Yeah, we did a ghost tour. We did a haunted night tour of it.
We did a ghost tour through there. And Suncorp Stadium, which is a really obviously well-known stadium in Brisbane, it's where the State of Origin is played. I remember they told that story where before it was Suncorp Stadium, it was actually a burial ground for like junk and like other stuff. And do you remember that story they told us where a circus came into town, this is like years ago, and an elephant died and they buried it at Suncorp Stadium? Underneath, and they had to pull all the bodies out, remember, and put it all back into the
creepy stuff
cemetery. I'd like to know, which I'm sure there's probably not many people listening who have paid a lot for a plot.
Yep.
That's what it's called, isn't it? There wouldn't be many people listening who have paid a heap of money to have like a reserved
prepaid.
Yep. Well, you do. You prepay for
it. I guess as you get in up a little bit later in life, you might look towards doing that. But yeah, 13, 12, 16 can put it out there right now for sure.
If there's anyone who's paid a lot of money for a grave plot.
I wonder if Suncorp Stadium's haunted, just mentioning that. I mean, it's been haunted for New South Wales fans for many years, but I wonder if it's legitimately haunted with the bodies and stuff that would be under that ground.
It could be. Oh, also, my auntie, same thing. Not my auntie, my great auntie. She was Italian, obviously, also.
Yeah.
She found out after her husband had passed away that he had cheated on her for years and years, and she got her plot at the graveyard changed so she wasn't anywhere near him.
Really?
Yep. She was like, stuff that guy. I remember she sold her plot to whoever it was for heaps of money and then went on a big trip.
Probably lucked out and got some hot chick buried next to him.
Or someone horrible.
Or a dude.
Hey. Who gets the last laugh?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
On Cup Day, everyone's an expert, but we go straight to Sportsbet for everything Melbourne Cup. And Christian, expert from Sportsbet, joins us on the show right now.
I love that that's his title. Christian, expert. Morning, Christian.
Oh, you should have heard me laugh then. Expert, please. Oh, well, all care and no responsibility when I give you a tip a little later, but have Cup Day to everyone.
It's an exciting time, mate. We always look forward to this day. I'm looking forward to your tip a little bit later, but I was interested to see some of your weirder ones. For anyone that's not into the actual horses, do you guys legitimately do some of these weirder bets at Sportsbet?
Yeah, this is fair dinkum, because it's un-Australian not to have a bet on Cup Day, right? So not everyone likes the horses, but look, everyone loves, if you don't like the horses, you probably love the Bachelorette or fashion, that sort of thing. So we've got these, what we call novelty markets. They're on our website. You can actually bet on them. I'm not kidding. We've got things like, will Sophie Monk turn up with Stu Laundy today? Will she not turn up with him? So everyone's got an opinion on that. I think there'd be a bit of inside information there. So we'll be watching that. What about if they run out of champagne? That's a $13 chance. Surely not.
$13 bucks. That's not bad. Gamble responsibly, we do say.
Depending who's rocking up, Christian, I think.
Hang on.
I've got a tip there. If you run out of champagne, just get on the beers. But if they run out of beers, I think you're in all sorts then.
That is an absolute disaster. Sorry, I'm just trying to look up Sophie Monk on Twitter and say, are you going with Stu to the Cup today? Just want to put a bet on at Sportsbet. I'll get back to you on that one.
Good for anyone who's friends with Sophie, isn't it?
Get in on that.
We'll look at that customer called Gaundy.
Yeah. My account just went up big time. What other ones you got other than the drinks running out? What's some other stuff?
Well, the big issue of the day is, will there be a streaker during the race? Now, I don't know if that'll be Stu Laundy or not, but if it's anyone, it's paying $4.33. So my suggestion there is, if you're going to have a streak today, it's going to cost you about $5,000 in fines. You'll have to put about $1,000 or $2,000 on yourself or there to be a streaker. And that'll cover your fine and get a drinks money in jail as well.
Pays for itself. Good odds to me.
What's the history like? Has there ever been a streaker at the Melbourne Cup?
There has been, but not during the race. So,
right.
Oh, You wouldn't be that mad, would you? More likely streakers happen after about race 10, I think, where people have been on the juice for about, 6 or 7 hours. So, anyone out there, get on at $4.33. I don't know how much we'll let you on for, but it'll pay for a bit of your fine anyway.
Are there any odds on celebrities throwing up? Because I've got a few that I'd probably put some bets on. Who's the top runner for that?
Oh, that's a good market. I guess you've got to look at the celebrities we've got there. Paris Jackson, would she do that? Shanina Shea?
Interesting.
Yes.
Jennifer Hawkins, I don't think she's too ladylike.
Not Jay Hawk. I'm probably going to put my money on Sophie Monk again.
it's a trifecta for Sophie, really.
The trifecta Sophie Monk.
She'll turn up, she'll streak, and she'll spew in the fascinator.
Yeah, good odds.
It's a good combo. And who's your tip? Christian Jansen from Sportsbet. Here it is, guys. Gamble responsibly. Who's winning the Melbourne Cup today?
Now, I honestly think Marmelo will win at $8. Now, don't laugh me out of town because Marmelo is the favourite. Marmelo was fourth favourite 2 days ago, and that's when I tipped Marmelo. So, there you go. Marmelo is the horse to beat, and punters think that now. Look, last year's winner, Almandon, is a $9 chance. We're very scared of Almandon, and we think he can do it again. If you're looking for some value, I like Wall of Fire. It's another overseas horse at $12. And a great name, Max Dynamite, $15, ran second 2 years ago. Remember when Michelle Payne won the Melbourne Cup on Prince of Penzance? Well, Max Dynamite's back 2 years later, had a few injury troubles, but a massive chance. I'm going Marmelo, though. Such an open race. You know, you could pick half the field and still get it wrong. So be careful, be responsible. But go with Marmelo, I reckon.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Christian Jansen from Sportsbet. We appreciate your time, mate. You got a busy day on the cars, no doubt about it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Everyone, enjoy yourself. If you're getting out to Crown Terrell, that sounds fantastic. Have a great day.
Thanks, Christian.
Good on you, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the sun. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right, it's the 1 second song challenge. 20 seconds on the clock. As many songs as you can get through in that time. But me v. you.
But you only get 1 second of a song.
Yeah.
No more. So you have to be able to pick it from that 1 second.
Bree, you are playing for Cooper in Budgieway, and Gorney's got Katrina in Woi Woi.
Yeah, Cooper.
Yeah, mate.
Katrina, I feel a win coming along this morning, and I've also picked the winner of the Melbourne Cup today too, so we're going to be two from two today.
Who did you pick?
Marmelo, the favourite, mate.
Of course, back
those odds.
I bet you he won't win. I bet you he doesn't.
All right, who's out? Who's in? Who's out?
I actually have no idea.
I can't remember.
I think
I'm out.
Bree will go out first.
So, yeah.
In the soundproof booth, please, because CFM is playing in the office here.
All right, this is for a family pass to our preview screening at Daddy's Home 2.
Any artist. Yep. If it's a collab, you can guess any artist or the name of the song. I will take either or. 20 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Are they all Darryl Braithwaite horses?
Unfortunately, no. That wouldn't really make a game, would it? All right, here we go. Yep. 3, 2.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep.
Don't Call Me Baby.
Yep.
Mariah Carey.
Yep.
Bruno Mars.
Yep.
Again? Coldplay?
Nope.
Pass. Mary J. Blige?
Yep.
Land Down Under?
I'll take
Down
that.
Down Under?
It's actually called Down Under, Down Under, but I'll take that.
Yep.
Six,
bang.
Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad at all.
And just quickly, last time we played this game, I listened back to the audio, and there was a song after the timer that you gave Bree. Not happy about that, Rach.
It would have been on the timer,
mate.
And that would have been 2 weeks ago. Yes. What are you going on about? You're bringing up old wounds.
I still hold that grudge.
Oh, come on.
I'll get the audio.
Come on. Get stuffed. He's gone out to grab Bree now from the soundproof booth. He's having a whinge this morning.
Who's having a whinge?
Gaundy.
Rach is
not happy. Not happy at all. Bree.
I'm
same
getting that
thing.
Audio.
Go away. I'm not even talking to you. 20 seconds on the clock.
All right.
If it's a collaboration, I'll take either artist or the name of the song. 3, 2.
American Pie?
Nope.
Pass. Don't Call Me Baby.
Yep.
Mariah Carey?
Yep.
Uptown Funk?
Yep.
Pass. Mary J. Blige?
I'll give you Mary J. Blige, and that was the last one there.
I know that I don't know exactly what it's called. Land Down Under.
I'll give you for Land Down Under. It doesn't matter anyway. Gordy's taking it out this morning. How many did I get? You got 5 with Land Down Under, but Gordy got 6.
What was the debate over?
Either way.
We'll get to the debate next. We'll come back with the debate.
No, we're not coming back with the debate. No, we're not.
What was the song we both didn't get? I said Coldplay and Bree had another one.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
She Will Be Loved.
Didn't get that
was
one.
Was the one that you didn't get.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, do you want to just quickly hear what we're talking about in the 1 second song challenge?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, Rach and I had a little debate that the last time we played, I said that I felt, and I did lose this game, but I felt she gave you one after the buzzer.
Okay.
And when I listened back to the audio.
Definitely didn't.
Nah, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Nah.
Have a listen. This is this not after the buzzer, the last one?
Little mix.
Yep. Pass. If you get the last one, I'll give it to you.
What do you
LMFA.
Mean?
Yeah.
The buzzer went.
Nah, I don't think so.
If you get the last one, I'll give it to you. Buzzer, no more songs.
I think I agree with Ray.
Oh.
It was on the end of the buzzer.
No, mate.
I see what you mean, Ray.
Oh, buzzer.
I must go with you on this.
Buzzer think, is you know, the end.
Completely unbiased.
And if I remember correctly, you failed epically at that one anyway.
No, not true. I lost by one, so I wouldn't have lost. I take it very seriously, as we
obviously.
Do.
Obviously.
Oh, like you know, you spit it when you lose, mate. Hey, I found this interesting today, and I don't want to give people false hope around cancer treatments or anything like that, so that's not what this is about, but I found it interesting to read today that they're saying cancer cells can be targeted and destroyed. Now, when I read what it leads to that, I don't know how this is going to come about, but with the metal from the asteroid that caused the extinction of the dinosaurs about 66 million years ago. Have you seen this today?
No.
So a study is out. Researchers found that the iridium, the world's second densest metal, can be used to kill cancer cells by filling them with deadly versions of oxygen without harming healthy tissue. How do they access an asteroid from 66 million years ago?
I think it's just the type of metal that's found on the planet.
Right.
But they're saying that that's what that asteroid was made up of.
Okay.
It's not the actual asteroid.
Right.
I don't think.
I don't know. Did they keep that thing?
No!
That's a long time ago, wasn't it, the dinosaurs? Well, how do they know that?
It's probably all a load of BS.
I don't understand.
Do you believe everything you read on the internet?
Yes.
Well, you
should. No, this is not BS, I've got to say. This is researchers.
Is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers, mate. They're innovative.
Who? What's their names? Where from?
Ping Yu Zhang from the University of Warwick in the UK.
Because that's trustworthy.
I'm going to tell Ping Yu Zhang you said that. Ping Yu Zhang says that their innovative approach to tackling cancer involving targeting important cellular proteins, can't even say it probably, can lead to novel drugs with new mechanisms of action. I mean, this is stuff when you're in a desperate situation, you turn to these kind of things and you look for different ways that we can go. I mean, groundbreaking stuff that can lead to these medical breakthroughs with this metal. I just don't know how or where we access it, that's all.
Small problem.
Other than the android from 66 million years ago.
Which is definitely accessible, still around.
Well, did that actually happen?
Well, that's another debate.
That's a whole other debate for the people.
What have we learnt?
What's that?
Everything you read on the internet is 100% true.
And don't, okay. And maybe don't always believe what Dr. Ping Yao Zhang says.
I've had a run-in with Ping Yao Zhang. He pinged my zang.
Oh.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Lots of betting happening today. I bet a lot of people putting on bets on different types of horses, but I thought we could play a bit of our own game this morning. Do you feel like betting?
Yeah. On the actual race, or have you got something else? Okay,
no,
something
I've got
else.
A yep. game that I've created this morning.
What's the game?
Called Horse or TV Series.
Horse or TV series.
So I've got 5 here. Let's do every one you get wrong. It's $10.
How many you got?
5.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens. Okay. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
The first one. Is this a horse, a racehorse, or is it a TV series? Dear White People, is it a horse, or is it a TV series? Is it a three-year-old filly from Victoria, or is it a controversial drama TV series? That's the bit of info.
Controversial drama TV series.
Okay. Producer Ray, do you want to play? No? All right. It's a TV series.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. You can watch that right now.
Do I get 10 bucks?
You didn't make that bet at the start.
So I'm just losing money.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
If you win the whole thing, then yes. But you need to get best out of five.
Okay.
The next one. Is this a horse or is it a TV series, The Quarterback? Is it a seven-year-old gelding from Australia? Or is it the story of an NFL quarterback who grew up in housing commission?
Quarterback TV show.
It's a seven-year-old gelding from Australia. You're okay. One from two. The next one on the chopping block. Is it a horse or TV series? Longmire, a crime drama, or a chestnut gelding from Albury in New South Wales?
TV series.
Longmire. It's a TV series. Yes. On Netflix.
Two from three.
Swampland, a reality series about people who catch alligators for a living, or a four-year-old brown mare? TV series or horse?
I really feel like just saying TV series again, but I genuinely believe that. I'm going to go TV series.
It's a horse. Oh. It's a four-year-old brown mare.
Damn it.
All right, so this is to tie
that
it up.
That all make great TV shows, can I say?
This is to tie it up.
Yeah.
I've just made all these. They're actual real horses and TV series, by the way. The last one, Marco Polo. Is it a drama series or sister to the record-setting horse Winx?
Marco Polo is the sister to Winx. I'm going to change up my answer for the last one and lock in horse.
You have a drone?
For the win. No, because you didn't organise it before we got on.
Okay, sorry. So if you win,
yes.
You get 50 bucks.
Yes.
It's a TV series.
Damn it, I should have stuck with the damn TV series every single one.
Should have stuck to what you knew.
I would have at least got... Damn it. So what do I owe you?
So you owe me...
Oh, too late. We've run out of time.
20 bucks. I'll put it on a horse today.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
I wanted to play some audio. Have you heard Lisa Wilkinson and Sophie Monk in a head-to-head 101 sit-down interview?
Yeah, I did see this.
This is interesting, isn't it? Because Lisa Wilkinson, of course, left the Today Show. So one of the most prominent women in media right now. And Sophie Monk, fresh off The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are the two biggest women in media right now. Sitting down, having a chat. So I was interested to have a listen, and it was interesting to hear Sophie Monk talk about, I guess, just life in general and how we can all get caught up in taking things a little too seriously and thinking too much about things and just relax and have a bit of fun. That's what it's all about. And she also revealed that she'd do almost anything for money. Have a listen to a piece of this chat. Oh, hang on a sec. Hence, laughing at yourself when you make mistakes like that. Have a listen.
One of the things I really like about you, don't have a mean bone in your body.
Oh, that's nice.
You really don't.
No, I'd like to be nice to everyone. It makes me happy. If you're happy. Like, yeah. And I think women are really nasty to each other. It's like, if a woman does well, to like, support them. Mm. I just think that's how I've been brought up. Mm. It's like, everyone's different in the world. You can't be jealous and resentful and... I just think it's all meant to be fun, and we're entertainers at the end of the day. I feel like I'm a clown. You pay me enough, I'll do anything. Like, literally, I've taken my top off for money.
Right.
So, even going on The Bachelor sort of falls into that.
I got paid that much money for that, though.
To be on The Bachelor?
Surely.
Yeah, I think she got paid a good amount of money.
How much?
Highest paid one they've ever had.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'd have to look
it
up.
Because she's the only famous person they've had.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I'd love
and
to know
every
how
day
much.
Joe's not going to get the same as... Sophie Monk.
Sophie Monk, no. I'd be interested to know.
Couple of hundred, probably.
1,000?
Yeah.
That's pretty good for 6 weeks' work.
Oh, is it only 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Why is The Bachelor 3 months, but The Bachelorette's 6 weeks?
I don't know. I think Sophie didn't want to commit to... Would you want to commit to 3 months?
No, it's always like that. Sam Frost series, all the Bachelorette series are always a lot shorter.
They should do a 2020 version of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette where it just goes for 1 week and it's just brutal. You just go in there for 1 week... And you just cutting guys loose.
Purely on first time meeting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
And then we
I
could
think it'd be very different.
You could do 52 seasons in a year, just rolling out every week.
I don't think I'd be watching by the end.
Have you seen who they're predicting as the Bachelor, the next Bachelor? Chris Smith. Danny Minogue's ex.
So now they're just going down the celebrity
road.
Yep. So, interesting.
Yeah. You know, play your cards right, mate. You keep being that, you know, you could be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, he's a pretty good-looking guy.
You go for Chris Smith?
Yeah, he's got a nice accent too.
When I lived in Melbourne, he lived next door to me in the Apophta Kids. That was weird.
Did
she? Yeah. We'd be down having breakfast and we'd be...
Jeez, you're a high roller.
My mate Hamish, I go, Danny's here.
How much money were you on?
That's Damo.
Living next door to him?
I was anchoring Hughes in Cade. I was getting paid real good coin.
Whew.
Yeah, I was living in a
penthouse. How much was that?
Not cheap.
A penthouse? You lived in a penthouse?
Yeah. You know this stuff.
I didn't know it was a penthouse.
Yeah, it was a penthouse, and so did he. Chris Smith was in the penthouse as well.
Isn't a penthouse meant to be like the one at the top?
Yes.
The only one?
No, there was three penthouses on the top level, but we had the one on the point, and Chris Smith was the one next to me. I've got plenty of Chris Smith stories, mate.
Well, after the show, I'd love to hear all of them.
Let's get together, we'll have a coffee, and we'll share our Chris Smith stories. Have a great one for Cup Day today, guys.
We'll see you down at the Beery or Crown Plaza in Terrigal if you're getting around.
Have a good one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey. CFM.